Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. This is our 540th Blog Talk Radio show, believe it or not. And you can find us here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also find us on Twitter and Facebook. We're also on iTunes and also recently on Spotify, so be sure to check us out there. I'm Marianne, and you can find me at mama_hooch on Twitter. We have Diva Carrie here. Hi, Carrie.
Hello, I'm at Diva Dole.
Okay, and we have Jen with us.
Hi, I'm at REXJDK at Twitter.
And we also have Anna with us, and you can find her
Hello.
At Causey Hooch on Twitter and Instagram. Hello. There you are.
Hello. Thank you.
Yeah.
I was here.
And, okay.
So thank you.
And we have,
yep,
check out at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. They're also on Facebook. Also at Teo Penglis, at Lauren Coslow, and at Killtrip USA, who is Ian Buchanan. And they're all on Twitter. That's all on Twitter. Well, okay. So everybody get to watch the show, or some of it, all of it.
Yes, see Friday.
I love it now that it's on Peacock. Yeah. I can watch it anytime now, so I'm really liking that. Whenever it's convenient for you, you know. So that's good. So what did everybody think of the devil when they saw the form that he took, I guess you could say. I was kind of surprised by that they went back to who it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's who was manifesting anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. He said something about not seeing his real face, but when she comes back, you'll be to brace herself when she sees his real face. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, so Marlena, because Marlena was the only one that was allowed to see the devil to have the meeting. So she went down and she turns the corner and she sees Doug, there's in his red suit.
Yeah.
And didn't Bill Hayes do a wonderful job?
Oh, yeah.
I bet he's loving. I mean, even though I would hate to play the devil, I bet he's just loving it because it's just something fun, a twist that, he probably never saw coming in his latter years of
in
his
the
career.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, to be part of a big
yeah.
twist like that too, and he did such a great job the first time he played that, last time
mm-hmm.
around or whatever.
Yeah, and there was a they had a video out there on how he gets ready for it that showed them putting, like, the contacts in his eyes, to make the devil eyes. So, yeah, but, I mean, and how he does the lines and how he delivers them and
yeah.
he did that laugh.
Oh, yeah.
The laugh and even his expression.
Isn't he, like, 96 or something? 95,
96? 96 or 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
He might be 97, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, he's still pretty, sharp to run his line, mm-hmm. do his lines on that.
Uh-huh.
Like,
uh-huh.
Do that.
And his acting,
Yeah, I mean, and it's the acting, too. It's not just him saying the words. I mean, it's his acting like how he's acting like the devil. And So what's everyone think of the devil storyline and where it's going or... I mean, I know there's spoilers out there. Are they really in heaven? Are they really alive? I think that's kind of we're going to be seeing that because there's been spoilers out there. Anybody? Online a lot of people. Mm-hmm.
Whose ashes does Roman have?
No. Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out this whole storyline and how all the. I'm sure there's a connection between everything. Because we have Marlena, So she makes another deal or with the devil, like to spare. He said the contracts are signed, and she's trying to point out to him like he used trickery. So it's really that he shouldn't be proud of that, you know. But
yeah.
So he said that he would spare Kate and Kayla, but she would have to stay with him forever. So she agreed to that. Yeah. So she goes back up and tells Kate and Kayla that, and like Kate is like, oh, no, no, no. And I had a laugh. I don't know. Anna, did you see that part with Kate? Did you see the part?
Oh, yeah, where Kate's like, no, it's like, that's so sweet of you, Marlena.
She's a little reluctant.
Hey, Kayla, let's take
Yeah, bye, Marlena. Yeah. Let's get out.
I mean, it wasn't quite as bad as that, but it was kind of like, well, we appreciate the sacrifice. Okay,
yeah.
Kayla, I guess we should get going. Not that bad, but like, and Kayla was like, wait
yeah.
a second,
but I just
slow
thought.
Up. That was hilarious. That was really funny.
Yeah, that was funny. And Kayla's like, no, we got to stick
like,
together.
No, we're stronger
not let you
together.
Do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not going to let you do this.
Oh,
yeah,
they did,
was,
you know. And it was kind of hard, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead. Yeah.
yeah, go ahead. Did you want to say more about,
well,
there was other scenes
well,
with
just,
Kate and Kayla about the whole
yeah,
going back to Earth, I mean, going back to DC.
Her reaching out to Roman and stuff.
Roman?
Like
mm-hmm.
when she was talking to him and so Anna was consoling Roman and the urn was right there and all. And I'm glad they made the reference to her carrying around what she thought was Tony's urn for all that time. Because, you know, sometimes they used to not, you know, reference things that we're all thinking. We're like, well, wait a minute, we know that she did that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I was glad that she, you know, that they had her reference that and wrote that in. But, you know, Kate basically was like, well, how did you reach out to Steve? Well, first of all, when Nick,
yeah.
quote-unquote Nick, was saying that, you know, that the men were plotting to kill Orpheus, Kate just didn't believe it. She's like, Roman just wouldn't do that. He's a cop. He's, you know. And so,
yeah.
so when they showed a few views of it and everything, they're like, oh. So she worked really hard. Kayla helped her try to reach out to Roman, and it actually worked. And she, all of a sudden, Roman's talking to Anna, all of a sudden, and look, and they got the urn in front of them. All of a sudden, Roman hears Kate clear as day, like, yeah, I know about your plot. You can't do this. You don't want to spend the rest of your life in hell, and you don't want to be sent to hell. And believe me, you don't want to be sent to hell, and stuff like that. And you know, he was like, "Oh my gosh!" And so Anna's kind of like, "Are you drunk? Have you been drinking?" I mean, I'm not judging. I'm not judging you. I understand. I would drink myself. So, you know, but he's like, "No, I'm completely sober." He says, "Can you hear that? Can you hear Kate?" So, of course, Anna's like, okay. But Roman, she really did get through to Roman, which for all the Cayman fans, what? That was sweet. And then, you know, Kate, while she couldn't see Roman, quote unquote, see him, she felt like she got through to him. She felt that connection.
Right.
So that was cool.
Yeah, she felt
like she knew she knew she reached him, whether or not he makes the right choice or whatever in her mind. You know, it was a different story, but, like, she knew that she had broken through. And then it was funny because then Nick comes in and he sees what's happening. He's like, somebody blasts the IT department. Like, they didn't put the firewall up yet for them because,
yeah.
I don't know.
Funny. Yeah.
And it's like,
there was
a
glitch in the system and the firewall.
It's like, oh, great. He goes, so
yeah.
much for our IT department.
See, even
you know,
heaven's
whatever.
Online.
Yeah. yeah.
See, everybody's
and
online.
Even heaven
Even the devil's
online. People in IT the IT people aren't perfect in heaven either, right?
No.
So anyway, that was cute. I thought that was cute. He's doing a great job. It's great to see him back. You know, even if he's playing this evil guy and stuff, it's like I really, really enjoying him.
Yeah.
So anyway, so it was just kind of one of those things where, you know, we talked about how, you know, Kate was like, no, that's really sweet. Let's go, Kayla.
Yeah.
Anyway, it wasn't that bad. But,
yeah, let's go. Yeah, that was, I thought that was funny.
That was kind
yeah.
of fun. That was cute. I would love the way they were playing off of each other and
yeah.
stuff. I hope they had fun doing
yeah.
those scenes, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they did. And Carrie, I remember you saying, I think you said something about it was a good Kate and Anna day.
Yes.
Did you enjoy them
yes.
both or Anna? What did you think about Anna? I think Leanne's doing a really good job lately
yes.
of doing that.
Yes, and Carrie?
Yeah.
I could say if I'm mourning, I think I want to be consoled by Anna just for her advice that I should maybe consider snorting up my loved one's remains with cocaine.
Yeah.
Like Keith Richards.
Say that? Say what?
Anna?
Oh, yeah, she said that.
Made a
about the necklace?
Keith Richards snorted
oh,
his father's
yeah.
remains
oh, my goodness.
With cocaine.
I never heard that story before.
Yeah.
I didn't know that either, but she did give good advice and
I
told
didn't
Roman
either.
He yeah. She did make a comment that Roman should get the ashes tested to make sure it's really Kate.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point.
Right.
I thought it was really sweet. And she also suggested, she says, you know, some people might think it's really weird, but, you know, since you're going to be scattering her ashes, it would really be understandable if you wanted to save a few for you to wear around your, you know, I don't know how she put it, but basically wear them in a little, like, I don't know what a guy would wear, but like a locket or something,
locket.
You know, or some sort of piece of jewelry or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was sweet. I really loved it. And I loved that. I mean, she still had her humor and stuff, but I love how, you know, I love campy Anna. I've always loved campy Anna. But I love soft and sweet and generous Anna, too, you know. And I love selfish Anna. You know, she's got all these different dimensions. But I loved how she said, you know, I didn't always agree with some of the things that Kate did or how she did them, but I know she loved you. And I know that you guys didn't have enough time. You deserve to have a lot more time together, or something like that. Like,
it's nice to see exes getting along so well.
Yeah.
Yeah, all these exes. Yeah. So it's hard to keep straight who's been married to who and how many times.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Kind of lose count, but yeah.
I know.
So, yeah. So we do get next week. No, I was just talking about Anna,
Steve,
and then we get Tony and Anna next Friday.
Oh, next week we do?
Yeah.
Next week? All right.
Yeah, on Friday. Friday the 24th and the following Monday the 27th. So, yeah.
Oh, right around Leanne's birthday.
Yeah, we can talk about that later. But
Leanne's birthday is the 25th, so that's cool.
25th, I think, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so right in between there.
Yeah. Yeah, so we have the three guys, I guess, Roman, John, and
Steve
trying to have this plot to kill, you know, to kill Orpheus, and they have Lucas involved, and they have the guard, and Lucas is, you know, pretending he's drunk. Of course, he dumps all the stuff in the trash and makes himself like smell like alcohol to get to the infirmary because that's where Orpheus, the next shift, is supposed to be. So he goes there, and then I guess so he smuggles in John and John and Steve in. So they're in there. And I forget what else. Does somebody else come in? Another doctor wonders who they are or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow they were saying something about Lucas, right? You know, Lucas was, and somehow Lucas had to go back. And I guess the whole idea was to inject Orpheus with enough narcotics or whatever to, like, kill him. So they have him all strapped down and back to Anna. Did she talk Roman into going, right? He told her the whole story, I guess, after hearing from Kate. He told Anna what was going to happen. And so he went looking for Lucas. But they're just about ready to inject Orpheus. And Orpheus, like, stops and he's like, hey, I know who has the orchid. So I guess he's going to probably make a deal, you know, don't kill me and I'll tell you how to get the orchid or who has it or whatever. So does anybody have any theories on who has the orchid or how this all plays into all the storylines?
I don't know.
But no? Okay. I know there's theories out there. Then the only thing is there's a spoiler out there about Tony and Anna.
Ooh.
Something about Orpheus is involved, and something about Megan, and then something about John and Steve grill Tony and Anna. So I don't know. But the only thing I can think of, or I can think Anna, because it was, didn't Kristen have it in the Demira? What is in the, it was
yeah,
in the mansion.
Yeah.
Like I could see Anna finding it. Right. See, I could see Anna finding it and saying, oh, look at this pretty flower. What's it doing down here?
Yeah.
Oh, did my Tony get it for
but
me?
But is Anna totally oblivious to the whole orchid thing? Because wasn't that key to them getting the first dosages?
That's the only thing. Right. Right. That's the only thing that I'm thinking. She knows what happens to them. That she know,
yeah.
But maybe she thinks, I don't know if she knows the orchid is the doses,
yeah.
If that ties in.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like they come and go, so I don't know if she
knows yeah.
that part about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
you would think
in
real life, you would think that they would have mm-hmm. discussed the fact that they made this miraculous recovery, all three of them at one point, because of this orchid thing. And she would have been around
right.
Or was she around when Roman was rescued?
No, I don't think so, because she finally
no, she
come
wasn't.
Back
she was gone
to do
already.
The
yeah.
eulogy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much she knows about,
hmm.
like,
yeah.
they didn't get the cure, but was the cure from this orchid? I don't know. But then there's also Megan, who is Tony, you know, Demira, has a connection
yep.
with Tony. Does he know something, or does John and Steve think he knows something? Because
yeah.
she's a Demira, and he would have been he back in the eight. They knew right with Megan. They were they both on when Megan was that same during
so.
The 80s. Was that same, or had Tony already gone, or was he there at the same time Megan and was on?
I think he was still there.
Were. Okay, that's what I wasn't like clear on. So have to kind of see. I think it all. I do think. Like who's I think Carrie sent the promo for we see like the three women laying in these like pods. And wasn't
mm-hmm.
like Bo in one of those kind of things too? Was he kinda in like the same thing on the Beyond Salem?
I
yeah.
believe
and that was Megan. We know Megan has him. Yeah, which makes me think does Megan have those you know, and the orchid?
Mm.
I think is she the one that's controlling all this? I don't know. And where are they? Are they really not dead? Or are they just dreaming all that stuff they saw with Nick? I don't know. I know Ron's in a fantasy mode now, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. I just know I see a lot of people that are still upset that they're having the devil and all that. So, but I don't know. Well, I guess we'll wait and see what happens with that. So with them coming back. We have Valentine's Day. Everybody see the Valentine's Day? So we have the different couples.
Oh yeah.
Carrie, did you see your the whole Nicole with Nicole and Eric? Did you want to talk about Nicole and Eric and how they went to dinner and ended like EJ and Nicole? And Sloan and
yeah.
Eric ended up at the same place.
Yes, they all ended up at the bistro. And basically, Eric was mad. Nicole was there with EJ. Nicole was mad that Eric was there with Sloan. And I honestly don't remember what else happened because I was kind of bored with it. Like, I do remember
yeah.
and Nicole
oh.
EJ and wants to have sex with him, and I think he came into her room.
Yeah.
But
yeah, they ended up going home and having sex. Or yes, yeah.
You know, Eric's the one who.
But all it was them upset with each other.
Yeah, really not. Yeah. And you know, Eric's the one who divorced her, and it's been a while. I think it's been like a year and a half or so.
Mm-hmm.
He was with. Rafe in the meantime, and he was with Jada, and it's like, you know, let it go, dude. I mean, I'm getting tired of this game.
Yeah, they keep putting them together and breaking them apart.
Yeah, he's so mean when they're not together. He's so mean to her, and it's like, I'm just over it. And the thing is, too, I would ship Nicole and EJ, but we all know Nicole's going to do something to piss off EJ, and he's going to go after her, too. So, like, I'm kind of tired of these kind of abusive relationship Nicole gets into. I'm kind of over it. No. Actually,
yeah.
I just
want like, right,
I would be happy with her finding somebody else, like a totally new person. Because I'm kind of tired of it.
I am liking EJ and Nicole.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, I do, but you know he's going to turn on her. He's going to turn on her. He turns on everybody. You know,
yeah.
He turned on Stacey.
He's being such a gentleman. Like, EJ, is that you? You're like
it's
not
like,
forcing her, you know, like, hey. Are you ready? Are you sure you're ready? It's like, yeah. So, you know, when they were in that, in the bistro or whatever they call it, they were, when they came in to sit down to solve the problem, all they had to do was change seats.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, she had to be sitting where she could, and then where she was sitting and where Eric was sitting. If either just one of them, if EJ would have said, let me sit here, she wouldn't even have had to look at them, you know, see them.
Mm-hmm.
She should have had her back to them. But it's like, it was so obvious the way they sat them. I'm there, okay, just switch seats. You know, that's all if you don't want to see them there. I just thought that was funny. That's what I would have done. Just, can I sit here? So, and Sloane, so I guess Eric... No, did Eric go back with her, but not sleep with her this time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that how, okay. And Nicole slept with EJ. Okay. Okay. So then we have Gabby and Stefan. So Stefan calls Gabby over, but she finds out that he actually tried to get a hold of Chloe first, but Chloe wasn't answering her phone, so she's upset with him about that. Then they kind of make up a little bit, and they're kissing, and he calls her Chloe.
Yeah.
So she gets pissed, leaves. Oh, and then before that, Lee kept trying to call her and trying to get her to come over to have dinner with him. So she goes back to Lee's place, and now she's all sweet to him. So I don't know what's going on there. I don't know what her plan is, or she's just mad at Stefan, so she's just going to go back to Lee and just get a free dinner or something. I don't know what's happening there. So then Brady is trying to get a hold of Chloe. So Chloe's left Salem, obviously, according to Nicole, and doesn't want to be bothered. So because we have Brady trying to find Chloe. Is anybody here? Is Chloe leaving?
I haven't heard anything.
Gone for a while? Oh, okay. I just wondered. So we had that couple. And of course, we had the Steve and Kayla dream where he was drinking a lot and Kayla came and more or less told him what was going on and Tripp came home and found him that way.
I kept waiting to see red eyes, like it was a trap or something.
Oh, okay. So, who else was in the? Was there any other couple? Was there those two? I think that was it, right? We had what? Wendy and Johnny. They kind of got back together. Decided to go to the movies again, or no? They were just coming back to watch the movies, and they found and Stefan's still drugging EJ. Yes. And I think we have spoilers out that Johnny keeps, you know, or EJ puts two and two together. Johnny must bring up about him, you know, being concerned about him. I guess he'd get, So, we also have Sonny told Will that, you know, he wants to go back with him to New Zealand. he's going to either try to work remotely or Alex can take over and they're going to work things out. And actually, do you believe that Gabby gave permission to take her daughter to New Zealand? You know, because, of course, she was in Arizona, so she still was far away from them anyway.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
So I guess we won't be seeing Ari anytime
dumb.
Soon.
That's so dumb.
Yeah.
When she comes back, she'll
yeah,
be
it is. I mean, she's not even been around her mother at all, hardly ever, you know, at
mm-hmm.
all. She's, you know, so we don't see her at all. So, and then we have Allie had the big blow up. Oh, did we talk about that? Did that happen this week?
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Oh, okay. Anybody want to talk about that? Anybody see that, what they thought about the Alex and, what was it, Chanel and
Ed.
Allie thing? No?
Interesting.
Well, I guess
so
Allie,
abrupt.
No. Abrupt? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very abrupt and... it's kind of like Allie doesn't want to deal with that she cheated on Chanel, so she's just really town.
Allie's
yeah.
the one that's like, I don't know. And then Chanel comes and, well, she basically caught them because Alex was hiding under the table and the phone goes
yeah.
off. And Allie tried to say it was her phone and it wasn't. And but Chanel called Alex's phone again and she knew that Alex was hiding.
Yeah.
So anyway, so they broke up, and Allie ran into Sunny. And what's that?
You think he'd find a better place to hide?
Yeah. I guess he didn't have much time. So, and so anyway, so Allie ran into Sunny and Will. And I guess she's going with them. So the three of them are leaving. So I guess they won't be on for a while. Oh, and the other Valentine thing was with Stephanie and Chad. Just happened to pop in my head. And Charlotte and Thomas. Who are the cutest thing? Thomas is. That little boy is a nice little, you know, little actor there. So we had that. So Stephanie and Chad, I don't know. I don't even remember what they did. Do you remember? Anybody remember what happened?
Yes. Yes, because I have to complain. Yeah.
Okay.
Dad was having pizza with the kids, and he called Stephanie over to enjoy it, to come over with them and have pizza. And it's like he either should have just had Valentine's Day with the kids or went out and did something with Stephanie. And I think flat out, it just looks like to me Chad's looking for a stepmother for his kids. Because, I mean, like, literally every time they're together, there's the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not good. That is just horrible. It's horrible. You should not do that as a widowed father or a divorced father. You should absolutely not do that. You need to establish a relationship with the woman first and then have them around your kids, and
it's
horrible.
And that's kind of what Alex was saying to Steph, that's what Chad is doing. He's using the kids to get close to you because he knows the kids
mm-hmm.
are close to Stephanie. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So, yeah. And then we have Xander and Gwen. Were they on?
Yeah.
I guess they did get the paper from Jack.
Yeah.
Jack and Jennifer. Jennifer
yeah.
didn't want to. She wanted to just, well, she's probably right. They're not, nothing much is going to happen. I mean, she didn't kill Gwen. And if she's going to go to, if she would even do any prison time, she gets the right lawyer. Of course, don't get Justin close. But get Sloan.
Yeah.
So that didn't make sense because she wouldn't have been in that much trouble, I don't think. But so they give up their paper to Gwen and Xander.
It was karma, though. So. Jack got it underhandedly. He lost it underhandedly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I agree. He didn't treat Gwen. I mean, if he was going to disown Gwen, he should have done it a long time ago.
Yeah.
Because she did a lot worse things.
Oh, no, he stole the from Diana.
Oh, and he did that, too, yes.
Yeah, so he got karma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Leo, do we have Leo? What do we have Leo? Is he talking to Sunny or I forget what's going on with
Leo. Yeah, and then
Leo.
He was with Gwen and Xander.
Yeah. Okay. Because he usually has some funny lines and I can't think of any that he said. Anybody, how about the Valentine outfits? Anything stick out or dresses? Or I know Gabby had that little red number on, which looked great on her. Always. She looks good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that just looks so good on her.
I didn't like Nicole's dress at all. I thought she was too covered up. I mean, basically, she didn't show, like, one inch. Yeah, I didn't like it.
It was like a shimmery, a real sparkly dress, if I can remember.
Yeah.
Like a red, pink or something. Yeah.
I thought Sloane's dress was nice at the bistro.
Yeah, was that like a purple, blue or purple?
Yeah.
Something like a purple? Yeah. Yeah, she fits into that too. There's not much to her. She's so tall.
I know. I'm like,
really
damn.
Tall. Yeah, she's all legs. And they still kind of mention Victor here and there, you know.
Yeah.
But so I don't know when that still probably will be a while before they say anything about Victor, I guess. And we haven't seen Maggie for a while.
Didn't we see her last week?
Yeah. Did we?
Yeah.
With Sarah. Yeah. Okay. And was Sarah on this week? I don't know. I know the other week is when she slept with Rex, so.
Yeah.
Is she going to end up pregnant with Rex's kid and they're going to go off into the whatever together?
Yeah.
You know, because Rex isn't on that often. And it seems like Xander and Gwen are back together, I guess. I don't think there was do we have Bonnie? Do we have anything with Bonnie? What about the other week? Bonnie and Justin. When Orpheus was baiting or getting on Steve's nerves about Kayla, he was saying something. And Steve didn't like it. I think he dropped the F-bomb. I'm pretty sure I heard it. Then people are so funny. On online, they're baiting. No, he didn't say that. He said filthy. I said, no, I don't think he did. I don't know. Carrie, did you hear it? Do you think he did or stopped himself and said something different?
I watch Days while I'm getting ready for work, so sometimes I'm just listening and not watching. So I'm like doing my hair or put makeup on or whatever. I thought he very quietly said "fucking."
Yes,
like it was to me. Yes. Like it felt like
shut
he was
your
trying
fucking
to
mouth.
Yeah, it to me it seemed like he was trying to like just sneak it in. And
sneak
I mean,
it in.
I understand I understand they're on Peacock now and they can do that, but it's like I just get flashing back to my earliest Days of Our Lives memories and when I was 9. And if my mom dropped the F-bomb, she would change that channel, and I would never have been allowed to watch Days of Our Lives again. I'm not joking. My mother has never uttered a swear word in her life, and she sure as hell never said the F-word.
Wow.
And she still gets...
So you get that from your dad's side?
That
then?
Was my mother, too. Never heard
my
that.
My dad's never said the F-bomb either. I'm like the first generation.
Mm-mm.
I am the first generation.
You broke the chain.
My dad,
I heard other swear words at home, but never that one.
Can I ask
Terry, that's not really what they were meant when they were saying break that chain in the next generation.
Hey, I get this stuff. I don't. Yeah. It's a win. Don't take away my win here. Yeah, no, that was a Marine in Vietnam, and seriously, no, he still never said the F word.
Wow.
Never, ever, ever has he said the F word.
Wow.
But yeah, I mean, and the thing is, too, with like my son, if I heard the, you know, if I was watching a show and my kids were 9 or 10 and the F bomb was being dropped, I changed the channel, too. So I don't know if they were, this was a stupid publicity stunt, but it didn't work because, I didn't see anybody talking about it on social media at all. But I think you're going to make this day's PG-13 thing or a rated R thing. I think it's not going to work with moms, with kids.
Yeah.
So,
well, the thing of it is, a lot of moms are probably listening, like you, and if they have little kids around, they're probably kind of watching, and the little kids probably don't know what the sort of more adult content is, but they can tell swear words. But if you're doing something, and
they see everybody
the
sleeping around.
But
she's
I feel like
my mother didn't even
testing,
like that.
I kind of feel like they're testing the waters, though, because the whole threesome thing, that was a pretty big test.
Yeah.
But that and stuff, and it's like, you know, let's keep days somewhat classy if we get, I don't know. I mean, I know it's a soap and everything, but let's, like, we don't need to go to that place, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, but the sex part in the 80s, though, it was a lot more tame.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a lot of bed hopping either. You still had to wait 2 or 3 years for people to have sex.
It was more of a build up, and also it meant more. It meant more because there was the build up, and then also
there was
that time to have that history in the relationship and the references to their different parts of their the build up to their relationship and all that.
Yeah.
And then also you had more to your imagination and less on screen. So, I don't know.
Yeah, and sometimes you never got the payoff.
Exactly.
Right. So, okay. I don't know. Anything else? I'm trying to think. I don't know. Do we know what's coming up next week? I did see that we see Jake up in heaven with Nick Fallon. I saw a picture. So I guess Jake's going to make an appearance.
Oh.
I don't know if any other dead people were going to make an appearance or not. Supposedly dead people.
I'm still trying to figure out how are they really going to make this all go away. Like, what's going to be the... Obviously, these guys are in comas or something, and, you know... I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They're not obviously really dead.
Is it a big dream? They thought they were dead?
Yeah, is it something where they've been the delirium from the, you know, I don't know. Who knows? But
right.
I think it's going to drag on for a while longer, though, unfortunately.
Probably. But I think Bo and Hope are going to be back soon, aren't they? I think that's coming up in the next week or two. I don't know.
So if they can tie this storyline back to that somehow, then I could maybe. I mean, I'm willing to suspend.
I'm thinking that's where we're going with
this. But you know.
Yeah.
There's a
lot. If she used the orchid to bring Bo back.
Okay.
Then,
yeah.
You know. That's what I'm thinking.
That's an idea.
And that's how she got the orchid. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess she knew Kristen had it. I don't know.
I
don't know. Because she's coming back soon, too, so.
Yeah. I'm glad Glenn and Xander are back together.
How long is Sierra coming back for?
Oh, Sierra's coming back?
Sierra?
Oh, that makes sense, I guess.
I heard she was. I wasn't sure if that's how long.
Victoria's playing her, or?
I think so.
I think.
Okay.
wonder if she'll run into Ben.
I honestly wish they would bring back. Obviously, I really wish they'd bring back Lauren Bowles.
With Alex. Yeah.
And where is Chelsea? Not that I ever liked her, but where is Chelsea right now? Not them to bring her back, but I'm just saying. Do we even know?
Yeah,
who
I don't.
Is she in England
how did they
with
write
mom,
her off?
Or? Yeah, I can't remember. Anyway, oh well, doesn't matter. But I just, you know,
she's still alive, right? They never. She was
yeah,
never killed off,
so.
Right?
Yeah, she's
yeah,
still alive.
Okay.
But I was just curious. I just.
Melody.
Maybe she's with
Melody's
Lily.
A detective in SVU. That's what she works.
In where?
She's at.
What?
She's a detective on SVU. Melody.
Oh.
It's the
gotcha.
Actress that plays Melody.
Yeah,
I know. That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I got. So, no football okay. tomorrow. We're all done.
Oh,
for
no.
Year.
Don't you guys
yeah.
have the Pro Bowl coming up?
Because, I'm not a big
I don't know. I don't watch that.
I'm not really into the Pro Bowl.
The Pro Bowl? Probably.
Like,
it's like the All-Star. It's an All-Star thing.
Yeah. But it's like anticlimactic.
Yeah.
But then again, who wants to play during the season if you're going to get injured and then not be able to play in the playoffs or something? So I understand why they do it after. But I don't know. I guess I might watch. It just depends, I guess, on, I don't know. We'll see, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have it in Hawaii every year? Is that the deal? Or do they move it around?
Oh.
Seems like it. I thought
I
one
know.
Year it was in Hawaii, but I could be wrong. I don't know. Who knows? Okay. Well.
Okay.
Obviously, we're really excited about that, folks.
Oh, yeah?
Way to go, Jen.
Over.
Way to go to suck the air out of the room.
What's next?
I'm just teasing you, but no, I'm like I didn't even real. I'm just so still have the Super Bowl glow going on, and so we just got done with the parade. I didn't go, of course, but you know, so we're still like in that afterglow of the Super Bowl. But I don't know, but it is a sad time because it's like after this season, you're like, oh, when's the draft?
Now what?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Have them rest of the weekend, I guess. One more day. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Take care, everybody.
All right. Good, everybody.
I guess this is President's Weekend, right? Okay.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah. Federal government can have one more day.
Yeah.
Off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But
that's
Carrie,
right. If
Carrie,
I would be working,
Carrie
I would be
and,
off Monday.
Carrie and, yeah, Carrie and Jen, then you're having to work because you're not
Yeah,
not
I gotta
federal.
Work.
Oh, yeah, I'm working.
Not a federal.
Not a federal.
Nope.
Oh, God, they're going to close the doors, no.
No
mm-hmm.
way.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, everybody enjoy. Okay.
All right.
Carrie.
Bye-bye.
Night.
Bye.
Good night.